This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Hot Off the Mess. I'm your host, Samantha Bush. And guys, we have a very special guest. She has made her return. I feel like you were just here, but I also know that you weren't. I feel like because you and I just talk all day, every day, that like you're on this podcast with me. Yeah. But Gracie Girl is back.
Welcome.
Hello.
It's me, Gracie Girl.
She's... If you guys are not following her, you need to be following her. She's currently on her health journey that she's taking so day by day. Like, I'm so proud of you because I do think like sometimes people can go a little too hard in the beginning and they're like only eating salads and they're like working out 4 hours a day. I'm like, this this is not like sustainable.
So I've been on like the mental health journey for probably like a month and a half. I was like, things have to change. I am not happy.
You gotta turn the bus around.
Yeah. And so
gotta
I
move that bus.
I tried every which way to get Ozempic and Wegovy. And boy, oh boy, that did not work at all. Like I was writing appeals to my health insurance. And then finally I was like, maybe go for a walk, girl. Like, maybe get off your ass and,
you know, I've talked about it on this podcast a million times. Working from home fucking sucks when it comes. I love it. It has so many perks, obviously, but also those perks like make me feel like a fucking slug. I'm home by myself 50 hours a week.
Yeah. It's just like, I am a thick, juicy mama. I've been a thick, juicy mama since like 2002. Like, I've always just been a little curvaceous little thing. And so I've like always gone up and down with my weight because like, I'm so short. I'm like 5'3", 5'4", sometimes.
You're a tiny girl.
And so if I gain weight, it shows. I'm not like a tall, lean, green bean. Mm-hmm. And so it's always been a thing. And then I gained a bit of weight and I went nuts with fitness. Like,
yes, you did.
2018, I was addicted to exercise. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it was so
you
great.
Were...
And then I moved.
You were like, it was nuts. Like, I was so impressed with your journey.
Well, that's nice because I had friends who were like praying for my downfall.
There's always going to be a couple that pray for you.
They were like, this is like an unhealthy amount of exercise.
Yeah, they try to judge you and say that it's like you're subbing one addiction for another.
Oh, get fucked.
And like I think working out is a better addiction than, I don't know, sitting on my ass.
I was snatched, patched. Sour patched. Like, I looked so fucking good. And then I moved to North Carolina, fell off. I'm the heaviest I've ever been. Yada, yada, yada.
Same.
But for me, everyone always says, like, I just want to feel better. Like, I just, like, want more energy. It's like, of course I do. But, like, I also just want to look okay. Like, I want to walk past a reflection and be like, not be like, woo.
Not jump scare. Yeah. I want to, like, take a picture with my boyfriend and not feel like I have to face tune my gut.
Right. My literal beer belly. I don't even drink. Like
it's out of control over here as well.
So we're on day four of exercise, 4 days in a row. So you can definitely tune in, follow along. I have a lot of people join Gracie Nation to talk about Sister Wives. And I get DMs all the time being like, what's your take on this? What's your take on this? And I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to have a ton of hot takes when the show isn't on. Okay.
Okay. Well, like, what kind of shows are they talking about?
No, they want to talk to me about Sister Wives, but I don't have any new.
Oh, because there's nothing on right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christine announced or like hard launched her new man, which we're thrilled about, but it's like, how many opinions can I have on this, you guys? Be real.
Yeah, and I mean, you had opinions about it when it first came out, but like you said, like how much do you really can you really say? The Sister Wives aren't like a Bravo cinematic universe. When the shows are off, the lights are out.
Yes,
over there.
They're not on Twitter. They are not on Instagram. Like, I mean, they are, but like not to the level
it's
of
not to the level at
no,
all.
No.
Totally.
When it's off. And we'll kick it back up when it's back because they are filming with Christine's new man. I'm excited. We're going to have a lot to talk about when that happens, but we're not there yet.
Oh my God. That's major. I'm really happy for her.
Me too. She looks really, really happy. And he looks
I hope
really
that this guy is a good guy.
I think he is. His children popped up on my TikTok being like, now I get to share my dad with the world. And like, she was telling like, all these stories about like what kind of dad he was, the dad that like took his kids to like the fair after school.
Yeah. He definitely gives fair dad vibes.
Sweet man. Very, very sweet. But yeah,
I love that.
Let's wrap
it up. Well, today we are going to talk Jersey, Vanderpump and the Miami finale. So sad it's over. I
couldn't believe when you sent that text, my stomach kind of dropped.
Gracie,
yeah,
I was in such denial that the show was ever going to end.
No.
That like I didn't think this week was the finale at all. I was so confused when I started seeing people. I was like, oh, they're talking about next week,
right?
They weren't. They were talking right now.
Reunion, which do we know if it's 1, 2, 3 part?
I'm assuming it's a 2-parter, but I don't know for sure.
That's not enough. But we'll talk about it.
No, I want cameras rolling. I want documentary style.
I want like a Big Brother live stream.
Absolutely.
You know?
I need a live stream of the main. Whose house would you want to live stream in on?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like fucking Lisa and Lenny.
Absolutely.
I want Lisa, that darkness recording.
I would want Lisa, Lars, and Larsa live stream.
No.
Because I just think Lars was up to some stuff over there with Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah, it's like prostitution.
They were, okay. They were, oh, Jesus, you're going to get canceled. They were seen leaving a jewelry store.
Okay, recently. So I actually probably owe Larsa an apology because I thought that her boyfriend, Michael Jordan's son, was 19 years old.
No.
He's 30 something. So
yeah.
That changes my tune a little bit.
It's just weird because Scotty and Michael Jordan played together for so long. And they're like kind of, you know,
besties. They were like,
not besties. They definitely had a little bit of like healthy rivalry from The Last Dance is what, you know, where I fell in love with Scotty.
I never watched The Last Dance because I was so annoyed. Everybody was talking about it. I was like, shut up.
I've seen it so many times.
I know you have. And
I love it.
It's my toxic trait. When everyone is talking about a show, I will not watch it. And then 7 months later, I'm like, have y'all seen
White Lotus?
Yeah. This is a great show.
You're like, season one is so funny. I'm like, yeah, I know. We all watched it in 2020.
I'll watch Last Dance in a year or so, and I'll let you know my thoughts.
Okay, well, it came out 3 years ago, so I feel like you're due.
Yeah, it was like right at COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was deep in. Yeah. So anyway,
Tiger King Land.
Oh, I love that. And Cheerland. Yikes.
Yikes.
All falling for Jerry.
And then fucking Ladarius hooking up with Gabby. Like they're crazy. Fucking? Are they fucked?
Crazy, crazy, crazy. When he dropped those receipts on TikTok, I
believe him.
There were receipts, yeah.
I know, but it's like when someone is that reckless, like they are telling the truth, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
He was like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, yeah. He was like, you want to see my dick? I'm like, oh, geez.
And then Gabby Butler is like, I didn't know painting my entire face black was offensive. And it's like, honey.
It's like, sweetie, come on.
And this wasn't in like 2004, even though it wasn't okay then. It's certainly not okay.
No. No, I know. Okay, so let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk New Jersey.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the new girls? So we got Danielle. Give me your thoughts. Okay.
Yes. So I'm bad with names. Blonde. What is her name?
Danielle.
And then what's the other one's name?
Rachel.
Danielle. I fucking love Danielle.
I know you do.
I love the energy she's bringing. I love the tacky. I love the neon. I love the party.
You love the bougie kids.
Yeah. It brings me back to early Jersey. And I do also like how she handles herself and how she like not stands up for herself because like that's obvious, but just like the way she approaches conflict, I really appreciate.
Okay.
Because the way what she did with Jackie, and I missed Jackie before this episode, and now I'm like, ooh, Jackie, you're a bitch. Like,
yeah,
you're not nice.
Well, you know, Jackie has like come out and said like why she wasn't nice to her.
Why?
Jackie has like owned the fact that like she was butthurt that she wasn't full time.
Okay. That's
she was like, listen, I was kind of butthurt. Like, yeah. This girl kind of came in, took my, you know, meatball from me. And right. She's like, I was kind of pissed.
Okay. We love the self-awareness.
Yeah. Like, cool. Jackie's like very aware that like she was a fucking bitch to this girl.
Right. I didn't like that.
With that said, Danielle is tacky.
Yeah.
But totally. I did enjoy how she was like, yeah, you guys don't want to know where I bought those shorts from.
It, where do you think it was? I think it was Wet Seal.
Yeah, like, or like Charlotte Russe.
Or like Sheen. Mm-hmm. I really like her. I think she's a breath of fresh. I think she makes me feel.
She's a breath of fresh, but it's also like a feeling we've felt before. Like,
it's a nostalgic.
Someone we've seen. Fresh. Yes.
It's a callback. And mm-hmm. So far, I like her. The mm-hmm. other girl, Rachel, I want to say.
Yeah, I never can remember her name because she does not look like a Rachel.
No, she looks like a.
She looks like a Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I hate her.
Oh.
I don't like the energy. Her nose job is terrible. And I just think she's like a little too hot to trot. And I cannot tell if this is like how she normally is or if she's trying to play a character. And I'm not a huge fan. I mean, my opinions change all the time. But right now.
You're not feeling her.
I also don't like how she was like, well, Frank told this me this, this, and that. And Dolores is like, I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm 50. Like, yeah. I'm getting dick down good. Like, yeah, I don't care what my ex is. And he's like, your trainer in a fitness competition. She's also talking about doing cardio, fasting cardio, which means you're just doing cardio and you haven't worked out. And I'm like, ooh. You haven't eaten.
You haven't eaten, yeah. Yeah. Well, she did it at 4:30 in the morning.
That's a little, that was me in 2018.
No, that was. Maybe you're triggered.
Maybe she triggers me.
Maybe she triggers you. Here's my thing. I like Danielle. I like what she's bringing to us, but I got my eyes on her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of looking at her a little sideways just because of the influencer stuff, like the thirsty behavior. Like, I'm just not. I don't know how I'm feeling about it, but I do think she's funny. I like looking at her. Like, she kind of has, like, she's got a lot going on.
I would 100% agree with you if she had not been on True Life, I'm a Staten Island Girl.
Where she wanted to be an actress?
Yes. I don't. Right. I think she has been this thirst monster pre-Housewives, pre-Bravo. I think she just, like, is one of those people that you
wanted,
like,
to be a star.
She wants to be a star. Let her be a star.
You're right. It's
what people say about me, how I light up a room, and it makes me nervous that I'm gonna die young because I light up a room.
Well, we're 30, so they're not gonna say we're gonna die young.
I'm 21.
Yeah. So I like her.
Yeah.
Rachel, I like, but I can't get into her. Like, I like what I'm seeing, but also, like, I can just tell I'm not invested. Like, I'm not invested about it. Yeah. Like, if she was not on next week's episode, I probably would forget she was ever on the show.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Jennifer, who I call Jenny Two Cents?
Jennifer is Dolores's friend, or not Dolores, Margaret's friend.
Jenny Two Cents is how we refer to her on this podcast.
She reminds me of, like, my friend's mean mom, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's giving very much, like, didn't you just have a snack, Gracie? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
very much like, stop raiding my fridge, Gracie. You don't live here.
Yeah, be like, there seem to be boundaries.
Right. And she, she's just like, she just
is, it's
like,
a lot. Yeah. She's a lot for me. Yeah. And, like, I don't enjoy her. I feel like this is going to be really dramatic, but I feel like she's smothering me.
Oh,
like, when I see her on screen, like, I just feel so, like, smothered by her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, ugh, like, get away. Like, I feel like I have to catch my breath.
So how do you feel she handled the Jennifer Aiden calling her situation?
Where Jennifer Aiden called her to talk to her about Marge?
Yeah. Like, how do you think she handled that situation? Like, the receiving?
I feel like Now, this might be crazy.
Yeah.
But I really feel like, what was the vibe that Jennifer Fessler gave to Jen Aiden that made her feel comfortable with calling her to talk about Marge?
Well, Jennifer Aiden did say, she was like, she wasn't defending her.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just feels a little odd.
But then also, my,
like, I get it, like, it's not great, but like Jennifer Aiden said, she was like, Marge, you probably call people to talk about me too. Like, shut the fuck up.
If somebody at this point in our friendship, with as close as we are, if somebody called me to talk shit about you, I would play along a little bit.
Just be like, tell me more.
I'd be like, why do you think that? Like, yeah. Give me an example.
Yeah.
And then I'd come up and be like, girl, you got a loose wire.
Yeah.
There's a hole in your boat.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I just think it's weird that, like, Jen Aiden would call her, like, why did she feel comfortable doing that? What was the vibe? Like, what was the energy?
Jennifer Aiden also needs to put the fucking phone down.
Jennifer Aiden.
She has to stop calling people.
She can't talk to anybody else. She's got no fucking friends. And she has Bill, who fucking hates her, who doesn't allow her the space to feel what she wants to feel.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something. This may be controversial. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I relate to Jennifer with Bill in the sense of, like, I remember feeling that way about my parents. Like, I would come to them with a problem that I was having with a friend growing up.
Yes.
And my parents, instead of backing me up, you know, supporting me, they kind of were always like, what did you say that made them act like that?
Yeah.
What did you do? Have you ever thought of what they're going through right now? And so, I always sometimes was just like, God fucking damn it. Like, just support me. Like, just be like, wow, that fucking sucks that you were treated like that.
Right. Will used to do that to me really bad because Will by nature is like a contrarian and he loves to like
to debate
and like conversate like that. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I lost my shit and I was like, you have to stop. Like, and it was just like every little thing he would be like, well, da 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 da. So what we did in our relationship, which is my advice to all of our listeners, is that now when I start going on rants, he asked me, he goes, do you want me to listen or do you want advice?
Mm-hmm.
And then the advice route,
like, do you want to fix it or do you just want me to, like,
and it's like done wonders because most of the time I just want to fucking like get it off my
chest. Get it out. Because here's the thing, we usually don't need a man to tell us how to fix a resolution of a
surprise.
Yeah. But also with Jennifer, I feel really bad because I think, especially with Bill, she supported him and defended him when he was so fucking wrong and had this affair on her while she was pregnant. And he can't just say, fuck Dolores for doing this to you.
Right.
That's not okay.
You don't even have to say, like, fuck that bitch. You can just be like, that sucks.
Yeah, just be like, babe, let's get you out of here because it's like she's being a bitch to you. Right. I don't know. Like, you can say something like that where your wife needs to feel support. If your wife is looking at you and saying, I don't feel supported by you, and yet I fucking had your back and didn't tell a fucking soul that you had an affair on me because you're a fucking pig. Like, then get out of here.
Right. I agree with you.
She is the kind of woman on Housewives that she comes in. We see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She comes in, I don't think consciously looking for a lily pad, but she did it subconsciously.
Right.
I think she felt that she needed something for herself. She had nothing for herself.
Right.
She was a mom of 5 kids. When she like talks about like her kids driving, I'm like, how old are you?
Right.
Like, to me, she's just I forget she has 5 kids.
Yeah.
I really think that this show is going to teach her to kind of like stand on her own 2 feet and kind of almost pull a Melissa Gorga a little bit, because when Melissa started, she was very much old school. Like, my husband does this, I do this. My husband's the king of the castle and I'm, you know, fucking milkmaid.
Right.
And now she's like, when she started Envy, like, Joe had a really hard time with it.
But the difference between Joe and Melissa and them is that Joe is obsessed with Melissa.
Right.
Like, Bill is not obsessed with Jennifer.
No.
You know? So if Jennifer wanted to, like, spread her wings and fly, Bill would probably be like, fuck off. Like, see ya. Get out of my marble house.
Well, I feel like there wasn't as big of a financial different like power imbalance with Melissa and Joe.
They were fine, but they weren't anything.
They weren't like, whereas like with Jennifer, it's like, he's a plastic surgeon. He has a Ferrari. If my husband came home with a new fucking Ferrari and I didn't know about it.
Oh
no, that's like not cool, man.
No, it's, I have a million opinions on financial abuse, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah, we have.
I have opinions on everything.
I know. Like, let's be for real. Let's be honest.
You know what I really want to talk to you about? That, and I texted you about it. From the moment I saw it, I knew we would have different.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about it. I'll start because, you know, the person with the most confidence and the right opinion starts.
Okay.
Teresa,
sure, go ahead.
Teresa and Joey are on the phone, and Louis writes out, like, want to make peace, like, and hands it to Teresa, be like, this is what you should say.
Because she didn't know what to say.
Yes. And upon first glance, which is what you will do, no offense.
Upon me? Are you saying me specifically?
Yes, I'm saying Sammy Joe. You're going to look at it and be like, controlling, manipulative. He's writing a script. This is creepy, yada, yada. Here's the tape. For years and years and years, we have been like screaming about the words Teresa uses and how stupid she is. And like, she's not communicating her thoughts effectively. And she like talks herself into a hole. I think that's probably something that they talk about in therapy. And Louis is helping her because he knows her intentions, because they talk about this a lot. And he's like, hey, this is a good way to say this. And after the call, they were like, we nailed it. That was great. And I thought it was so cute. I was like, they work together to have a really good interaction with a very toxic relationship. And he is helping her navigate because she is dumb, honey. Dumb. Mm-hmm. So that's my opinion on that. I thought it was really cute. I don't know what's going on. I'm like a Teresa Louis stan. I don't know what's happening. I think they're really cute. And like, I think they're soulmates.
Wow.
And I hope he didn't meet those women. You know?
Yeah.
I hope he didn't. I don't know.
I hope he didn't either. And I hope he has a real job other than managing Teresa.
And the fucking lead generation.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. Like, I just feel
that there's a lot of things that don't look right, add up, make sense, make me feel good.
Can I get the sand that was on the episode with Taylor Hawken? Can I get that, Sam? Because
I just love
now I'm fighting for my life again. And like,
no, Gracie, I hear you totally. Like, yeah. I actually, by the end of that phone call, I was like, okay, like, I get why he did that. Like, she needs help being guided,
communicating effectively.
And maybe it's because I also need that, that I'm like triggered by it.
I think you used to need it. I think present day, Sam, I think you're a really effective communicator.
Really?
Yeah. I think your problem is that you fire from a place of emotion and like, you're just like, let's go. And like, that's really easy to you just calm down a little bit. But like,
yeah, you guys, we've talked about it on this podcast. I used to be a fucking manic bitch.
Like a menace to society. Like,
no, I was really unwell.
You should have been in prison. Like, okay. It was nuts.
Please don't put that on the airwaves.
Like, no, like, I'm joking.
Say that.
Emotional prison.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it was
a psych ward.
I think compared to then to now, I've talked about this a million times. You're a completely different person.
I'm medicated. You're medicated, and also like, I just feel more stable in my life. And
we've grown up a lot in the last.
Yeah, I'm 30. I'm not 24 anymore. You know the usual. So anyway. The party that Teresa's throwing, she is obsessed with this dancer that's going to be in this bubble. And she
keeps love bubble. Do you get it? Do you get it? Love bubble. Do you get it? Yeah, girl.
I know. And then when Jennifer Aiden showed up with that tree of life, she was like, do you get it? It's
what
the tree. I'm tree.
That, Sam?
Well, and then Marge was like, I thought that was a menorah.
If someone showed up to my home with a fucking arts and crafts gift, I'd be like, and they live in like a $1 million-billion mansion. I'm like, girl, go back, grab me a Dyson. Don't come with your arts and crafts.
Like, I'm just surprised. Like,
it was hideous.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Teresa like put it on this top thing. Like, it was
that
weird.
That thing is in the garbage.
Oh, that is not in the basement. It's in the basement.
That does not have a place in her home.
No, 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 no. It has a place in no one's home.
Do you think it's pretty?
Teresa's house?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I actually really like it.
Me too.
It's like it's totally not my style, but I think I love the backyard. I love the pool, the cabana area. I love all of that. And I think it works. I like it better than her old house.
Oh,
that brown and burgundy monstrosity.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're kind of jumping around like crazy, but I want to talk about the fucking death glares Melania, or not Melania, Gia, and Gia. What's her name?
Gia and the little Gabriella.
I have never been that uncomfortable and like so happy that that wasn't me. Like,
oh my God,
because if they looked at me, I would have jumped in the pool and like drowned myself.
It was so painful, and I'm going to come on here and I'm going to say something. I feel so fucking bad that Melissa keeps getting the fucking brunt of this relationship between Teresa and Joe.
Yeah.
Melissa has been a part of this family for 20 years.
Right.
The fact that like she couldn't have a normal conversation with Gia and Gabriella and then walked away and was crying, but didn't want like anyone really to know she was crying. Like she just like, she's so hurt by how everything is like turning out. And I'm just like, I feel so bad for her. I feel really bad because she's like really the one in the middle and she's always getting the blame. It's like, what else do you want this fucking woman to do?
It's
your brother.
I wish Joe had gone to the party. I think it was unfair to put Melissa in that situation.
For sure. And because she's like, I need to show up because of my family. Like, I want to show up. Because if we all don't, like, that will be a bigger problem.
Well, if Melissa didn't go, it would have been Melissa's fault.
Right.
You know?
And Melissa's like, okay, well, I'll go. You know,
I'm not, like, team Melissa or team Teresa, but I'm especially not, like, all team Melissa. I think, like, they've both done horrible things to each other. But, like, it does make me sad how much the kids are involved in it.
How much whose kids are involved in it.
But, like, I mean, it has to, even though we don't hear from the Gorgas children, it has to affect them too. Like they come up close and then it's like,
I'm sure it affects them, but Melissa doesn't put her kids on camera.
Right. And well, like, she doesn't like put them on camera and is like, what do you think of Auntie Trey? You know?
Yeah. Or Zia.
I don't know what this was, but
Zia, Melissa.
Tell us. Like, I don't think she does that. Yeah, but it makes me sad.
For me, I'm kind of reaching the end of my rope.
I'm done with it. I'm
kind of tapping out. I'm kind of sick of the debating it. I don't.
Yeah.
Because we're never going to get anywhere.
Well,
ever.
At this point in time, everyone's done something wrong. So like there's no more innocent parties. And it to me, and like, I don't know if I'm making this up or if I'm just like,
well, it's the same fight.
I feels like they're phasing Melissa and Joe out.
I feel like that as well. And I also think I can't imagine a world like where Melissa's maybe not okay with that.
Yeah.
I think Melissa for the last few years, especially at reunions, like not the past one, but the one before that, she was so fucking done.
Right.
Like she, I think, is so exhausted by this.
Yeah.
That she's like, I can't do this. Like, this is so not worth it to me anymore. Like, I'm good.
And I agree with her. I think
honestly, bring Danielle's stepsister on. What's her name? My sister-in-law.
Yeah. I bring Danielle Staub back.
Oh shit.
I just think I've been watching like old clips of her. They pop up on my TikTok. I was like, we did not know how good we had it. Like this woman.
Remember when you were here and we watched old Jersey together and we watched it together?
It's such a good show. Like
they're like our aunties.
Oh, they we would be like oh my God, when I was in Detroit visiting Sam, we sat on the couch and Sam was like, I mean, we should like watch a comedy or something. And I was like, I mean, the greatest comedy of all time, Real Housewives of New Jersey.
And we queued it up.
And it's all we watched. I don't think we watched any other show.
I think we tried to watch one other thing and we're like, this is not hitting.
So I ordered that snack, aka an entire meal.
No, that was so fucking funny. I think we've talked about it on this podcast, but it was so funny. You were like, I just ordered a little snack. I'm like, oh, thanks for letting me know. And then I was like, what'd you get? And then you named off everything that you got. And I was like, man, that's like
a it was a full meal for 3 pounder, fries, nuggets, drinks. And I was like, you can have some. Like, that's my problem.
You might have a bite.
Back to my fucking weight. But like, my problem is I love food. Like, I love it.
I love to eat.
I love fast food. And like, that's been really difficult. Like Uber Eats, I literally just screenshot this and this later. Uber Eats just popped up on my phone and was like, we miss you.
Get
you
fucked.
Haven't ordered in a while. And I'm like,
get fucked.
It's been 5 days. Like, okay.
I want to talk about the Jennifer Aiden versus Rachel fight.
Oh, like it was too much. Like it felt too hot. Jennifer Aiden did get a good little sucker punch in there, being like,
I called her about her nose job because it was so bad. I was like,
people make fun of my nose job saying it's bad, and I felt bad about your bad nose job. And I was like, that was good, Jay.
Jay?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Loved it, Jay.
Good job.
But I got a fucking pep in my step during the previews for next week.
Oh, next week is gonna
when Marge was like, at least I have a good fucking marriage.
Yeah. And then Jennifer's like, I have a fucking family. That's all you have, girl. Like, if it's Aiden versus Marge, I am always going to be Marge.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I love Margaret. I
do too.
I think she's
Margaret is like that bitch. I ran into Margaret at BravoCon. She like,
real, flex alert.
Yeah. She like said hi to me, whatever. And she goes like, how's Barb?
Like, you are sounding the fucking flex alarm.
Okay. I was like, oh my God, she's good.
Yeah, well, I followed Marge and she didn't block me, so I don't like to brag.
Oh my God. Well,
you know, I think she also has some of the best work done.
Unreal.
Like,
there's like old clips of her and I'm like, who is that?
Her veneers are insane, but it works.
Nuts.
It fits.
She's fucking nuts. Whenever she wears those big sunglasses, she dresses like you.
Oh, it's so true. It is so true. Every outfit I see, I'm like,
wait. I've never thought about this.
That's why I like her. She's not afraid of color.
You and her had the exact same taste.
Okay. I gotta do some fact checking on that, but it's not far off because I've never not liked something she wore.
Of course.
She just pulls it. I'm pulling her up.
She's a fun dresser, and you like people that dress fun.
I love people that don't take everything so fucking seriously, and like,
and they have color and they're fun.
Monotone. The fucking.
Here's the thing. I love that. I want to wear color. I don't look good in a lot of colors.
I don't. I mean, maybe, but like,
I really don't look good in orange. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at all these outfits. These are all things.
Slay.
Yeah, these are all slays to the boots down, house down, gorge, burn it down, fires, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is stunning.
Oh, that's so you. You'd wear them with those little shoes I got you.
Oh my God, that you got you for your Dolly Parton costume.
Well, yeah, and then I was like, Gracie, you can have these. I'm never going to wear these again.
It's like so cute.
No, adorable. That's such a you thing to wear. That will be you.
I mean, I aspire to look that good when I'm like fucking this age, not even like when I'm older.
Before we get into Vanderpump Rules, I want to ask you a question.
Of course.
I was in the back end of some people that were disagreeing with me about this one thing. And I think people are being a little weird about Kyle possibly being on Ozempic.
Oh my God. I think it's just.
And people are like, well, she responds to all the comments. That's why it makes the news. Well, people can't get it who really need it. Kyle needs to be honest and truthful about how she's losing weight. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't think it's anybody's.
I also think Kyle looks ripped.
Yeah.
She's not just like thin. She looks jacked.
Yeah. I also I just think it's none of our fucking business what anybody does with their body. I think as a society, we have become really comfortable with knowing every single detail because, like, we've been
about everybody's lives. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, people share a lot with us. Like, influencer culture is just, like, really, like, bleeding out on the fucking internet. But you have to respect boundaries and, like, the whole, like, Ozempic shortage, all that good stuff. Like, that's not her fault. That's the prescriber's fault. That's the manufacturer's fault.
And, like, also, I just think it's wrong to be flooding her comments with Ozempic comments, given the fact and her history with having an eating disorder.
Yeah, it's just like, shut up. Like,
because I feel like that might be triggering for her or something. Like, totally. And she's not drinking. Like, she seems to be working out. I mean, the girl is fucking jacked. Like, she's clearly putting in the work.
I think there's a lot we can talk about with Kyle Richards. I don't think we need to talk about
her. Like, let's talk about how she's a bad sister.
Yeah, let's talk about how she stole Kim's goddamn house. You know, like,
let's talk about that.
I hate that. I think if somebody wanted to be open about it, like me, hello, I tried my hardest to get Ozempic. I would talk about, I would never shut up about it if I got it, but that's my choice.
That is your choice.
You know?
Okay, well, thank you for that. I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts, but yeah. Let's talk Vanderpump.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So Katie, we're at the Canyon Ranch or wherever the fuck we are. Canyon Cove or Canyon Saddle Ranch. I don't know. And Katie is upset.
Uh-huh.
Rightfully so, in my opinion.
Totally.
And it's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And Ariana, like, is, in my opinion, a girl's girl. And is like, I'm going to follow her. I'm going to make sure she's okay. She like understands what is happening and like what's wrong.
Yes. I love the Katie Ariana friendship.
I do too.
It feels really genuine and it feels like rooted in reality. And I don't know if it was Ivan or whoever made a really good point, and I hadn't thought about it in a long time, but like Ariana came onto Vanderpump Rules as Sheena's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they were tight like for a long time. And I don't
ride or dies.
What happened?
I do.
It wasn't anything on. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
What happened was Sheena started to fuck with Kristen. And Ariana's like, she literally said she wanted me dead. She harassed me. She wouldn't leave me the fuck alone. And like, you're just like cool with being like so close to her.
Well, I'm on that. I'm doing a rewatch of Vanderpump Rules right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll get to that.
Well, I'm on it. And it's, they just were in Miami for Sheena Shea's bachelorette party.
Oh, God.
And Katie is like feuding with Stassi because Stassi's not talking to her because Katie went on this trip, which I also think is valid. And Katie shouldn't have gone on that trip because Schwartz shouldn't have gone on that trip. I understand why she did, but I also understand Stassi's point of view.
Schwartz has no scruples.
He has none. But one of Katie's things that she said, and this is way back when, was like, wow, the thing Ariana puts up with so much with for her best friend, I wish my best friend would put up with one thing.
So true.
They were like this.
Yeah.
Just like, I bet they, like you said, I think it was probably like a time thing and just
it's
like.
It's time and also just Ariana. Sheena's so not rooted in reality.
No, Sheena.
And Ariana is.
Yes, Sheena was made for reality TV. Her brain lives in reality TV. God bless her. Ariana's doesn't. Like, the show could end tomorrow and Ariana would continue.
Ariana would be like, whatever. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you and I share a similarity this year.
Oh.
You and I want to fuck the Toms.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, desperate to go to a show.
No, that looked like the time of my life. Like, that would be the time of my life.
Let's look it up and see if there's like somewhere we like if they're coming
like middle ground
or Detroit or West Virginia, which is the middle ground of us.
God, the Appalachians.
I know it's a little spooky over there.
No, thank you.
West Virginia.
I've seen just too many TikToks about the scary Appalachians.
Well, you know, I look up like the poorest white cities in America, and then I go look at them up on Instagram. And one of them is in West Virginia. And I found this random girl who got pregnant and then went to prison. I mean, she has like 100 followers, but like I'm tuned in.
Yeah, you're into her drama.
It's a really good way to find interesting stories.
But I've rewound and watched Tom Sandoval perform Jesse's Girl to Tom Schwartz a million times.
It's so hot. Like, And
bring out Tom Schwartz's mom's photo. Like, is Tom Sandoval an artist? Like, no. He is literally like curating art.
He is. It is bespoke. It is like breaking walls. It's
giving Marnie Michaels. Like, he is really tuned the fuck in.
Yeah.
And I've never seen him. And you know what I love about Tom Sandoval? He is fucking passionate.
Oh,
he's passionate about the people he loves. He's passionate about his singing and his rock band and he's passionate about it all. Right. And I really love that about him. And God damn it, I fucking hate Tom Schwartz, but he is so goddamn cute.
Okay, I'm going to say something controversial.
He's never looked better.
He's never looked better. I've never been more attracted to him. And I know like people.
The backwards hat and the glasses.
I think it's like giving sad boy energy. And that's like, that's where I tune in. Like, yeah. I'm with the sad boys.
He's
like,
so sad.
I give off like mommy energy. And so like they love to come
mommy
to
milkers.
Exactly, honey.
Suck on these, Tom.
Sam, that's when you take it too far. That's when you make the joke weird. You literally just said
you literally held them. Your breast up to the camera. Are you kidding?
I went like this. You said suck on them, Tommy. Like, if anybody's wrong, it's you, honey buddy. Anyhow.
I'm always in the wrong.
I know, you're nasty. What's this like fine?
No, and Tom Sandoval, when he took off his shirt last week and did a little high kick in a sequin pants.
I was
horny.
He looked like this?
No, like, he hasn't. He had like a skinny skater boy body.
It is like so cruel that men age the way they do. And meanwhile, like my tits are closer and closer to the ground with like every second.
When I'm podcasting after I'm done, I have to wipe under boob sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're sitting low.
Yeah.
And hanging.
Oh, I was walking on the treadmill today and I was like,
No. It's
there's
humbling.
A mirror behind. And so I was like, I'm going to give myself a little glance because I've got like a juicy
don't
ass.
Do it. Don't do it.
I look like a lunch lady going to deliver the pop. I was modeling. I was like, what the fuck who is this? Who has possessed me?
Who have I become?
I look like
I know.
Name is Large Marge. Like, I'm not doing okay.
But we're working on it.
Oh, actively, very actively.
But anyway,
anyhow.
Yeah, they've never looked better.
Yeah.
And Raquel coming up to Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz and was like, do you want to make out? And he was like, are we still filming?
I was so jealous.
When he was holding her hands at the table.
I was so jealous. I was like, I just wish for, like, I don't agree with what Raquel's doing. I think it's incredibly wrong. But, like, I just want to feel the feeling of, like, looking that man in the eye and being like, do you want to make out? And him, like, entertaining it. Like,
yeah.
That would be enough for me.
Him being like, I wish we could.
Like,
it's like forbidden love.
It's so hot. But
makes them want to do it more. Like,
Bad
girl.
Let's talk about it.
She's a bad girl. She came onto this season ready to fucking rock and roll.
You know what? The truest thing she said this entire episode is, I don't know who I am lately. Or I don't know who I am these days. And I'm like, yeah, girl, we can fucking tell.
No.
You are lost.
That was me. Like, I was Raquel.
Yeah, but you've never been, like...
I know.
You've never been anti-girls girl. Like, you would never do such a thing. But, like, she is fucking lost and confused.
When she keeps talking to Allie...
Oh, my God.
I am like, Raquel, stop it. Like, I'm obsessed with... Because for Raquel... Okay, can I tell you?
Yeah.
I think I'm obsessed with Raquel.
Like
she's so wrong.
Yeah.
Like, she's so fucking wrong.
Yeah.
But I love watching her. She is like a lowercase version of Kristen Doty.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But she's not like Kristen level where it could get a little dangerous. She's not bunny burning.
Kristen was coming from a place of evil and vindictive. Raquel's coming from a place where she doesn't
confusion.
Know how to spell vindictive. Like, she's not wise. Like, she's
coming from a place where I think she's like, I see my ex-fiance moving on in a very manic, unnatural, not so real way.
Yeah.
And is like, this is fucking crazy. I'm pissed. And I'm going to go talk to her and bring up crazy ass conversation. She was like, oh, the James charm. I was like, well,
she was like, have they told you about when he fucked Lola? I was like, this girl wasn't even born yet when that happened. Like, you
know, the girl was in fucking middle school.
She doesn't give a shit. Like, what are you talking
about?
But
she does. Allie fucking cares.
Allie does not care about James Kennedy. No. She's never given a fuck about this man. She's probably, when James said, if I could say about Raquel, she don't suck dick very much or at all. I was like, good
for
you.
Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live?
No.
Andy asked her about that. He asked Raquel about that.
What'd he say?
He goes, so James says that you don't suck dick. Like, what do you have to say about that? And she's like, dead ass into the
Can you imagine making the choices in your life and you're sitting across from Andy Cohen and he looks at you and goes, so your ex says you didn't suck dick.
What are your thoughts?
And I'd be like, where am I?
No, she literally looked dead ass in the camera. And she goes, I just didn't suck James's dick. I was like, oh my God, Raquel.
The power she holds.
The power this woman has over me. Oh, I believe, I came on this podcast last week and I raised hell over this girl. I was like, I want to watch her burn. Like, I had it. Yeah. I think actually I was like more pissed at Sheena, which still stands.
Yeah, same.
I'm like obsessed with watching Raquel like just live. Like watching her like drink all those drinks in her confessional. I'm like, babe, are you okay?
Also, babe, what's with the hoodie?
Oh my God.
I hate that outfit. I hate that fucking outfit. You are so tall and pretty and you are wearing a cropped hoodie.
It's not even cropped.
Like, call up
Mark. It's literally just arms.
It's just arms with like
sleeves with a hood.
It was giving fast fashion.
Of course. She's friends with Sheena. And Sheena goes to Tom Schwartz's apartment with Tom Sandoval and starts talking about designing his apartment.
Oh my God, I know.
And then cries that Katie called her a troll.
She really, like, that happened in half a second. Like, they were laughing, giggling, and then she was you can call me anything but not a troll.
I promise you can't call Sheena anything.
I've been a troll since I was like 11. Like, I have troll like features. It doesn't bother me.
It's like, Sheena, imagine someone doing to you what you're doing to Katie, and Katie's calling you a troll, and that's the worst of it. That's the worst thing.
A C word. I won't say it because, you know, the reviews have been a little crazy lately, so I'm going to keep my mouth
clean. Oh, they have?
They just don't like when you say the F word, so I'm sure they're not going to like
it. They don't?
They're not going to like me saying cunt.
I don't give a fuck. I called Heather Dubrow a cunt on this podcast, and I got like 3 negative reviews, and I told people to kick rocks and keep it moving.
As women, we can say that.
I just don't. I rarely use the word, and when I do, I throw weight behind it. I'm
fundamentally against men saying that word.
Oh, yeah, but I don't listen to what men do.
I've called you one before. Slay.
I was wasted on the streets of WeHo.
Oh, that was the only time I've ever been called one to my face and like in my eye. Yeah. Like, and I felt it in like my intestines. I was like,
you took that.
And then you ran into the.
Ran away into the night.
Yeah. Thank God you were safe. That was really dangerous.
No, I know. And I think my phone was dying. I was like, I don't care.
I was screaming.
I was in slippers.
Taylor Hawken.
I was running in slippers.
And we were both not in our skinny eras. And you were running and like 100 pounds soaking wet. And we were just
I was really skinny then.
Thank you.
Anyway. Oh, what was I saying? Oh, so you and I have been to Sir once.
Horrible.
And Christina Kelly was our waitress.
She was.
And now Christina Kelly is on the show. I've always really fucked with her. Like, I've always thought she was like just kind of a hater.
Yeah.
And I've loved it because she just is like, she doesn't care. She really just will hate on anybody.
You can tell she thinks all of her friends who are on this show are like embarrassing. It's like, why are you doing
this? She's in like the opening credits.
I know. But like, I just, you get that.
And it hasn't been on in years. I love that they said that we had to go to a friend's wedding in Rome. That was Stassi's wedding.
I know. I was like, oh my God.
Who's pregnant again?
Yay for Stassi. Sorry. I don't know how the public feels about her.
I don't either.
But I'm happy for any family who is bringing life into this world. I'll leave it there.
Yeah, period.
Period.
But I did like when Ariana basically called Katie out and was like, yeah, so she had no one on her team. So she thinks. So I'm going to call Christina Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, do what you gotta do, you know?
Katie made me laugh when Katie's like, if you want to fuck Raquel, I'll run a train in your restaurant. I was like screaming.
I was like, I keep, because my natural instinct with Katie is to be annoyed and to just be like,
right.
Just like, and so I'm keeping like, I'm always like waiting for her to like
leave the door open, I feel.
And I think she, I was like about to be there at the beginning of that dinner with Ariana and Raquel.
Raquel
started, because I was like, you're being really aggressive about this whole thing, and this is the only emotion we've kind of seen about this. But then she got vulnerable, mm-hmm. and she was like, this is too much. And I was like, valid. I like, this must be really, really hard. And yeah. I know we love watching Raquel, but for Raquel to sit across from Katie and see her have that reaction, and to, as what we know, is
to continue
to go on and continue, like, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah. Oh, she's fucked for sure.
You know, like, like, that's mean. Like, it's not,
it's
even
really
like,
mean.
You're and not a girl's girl. Like, you're intentionally disregarding someone's emotions about this. Right. And that's not okay.
No, it's like, and if you don't, if you're not her friend, if you don't want to be her friend, if, like she said, Katie and I have never been close, then don't go to lunch with her.
Don't go on the trip. Don't be like, I hope I'm invited. Like, you can't be
both. By the way, she does end up making out with Oliver, who is married at this time.
Who is Oliver?
Garcelle's son. He works at the Las Vegas Vanderpump.
I thought he hooked up with Lala.
No, he makes out with Raquel.
Oh.
And he's married.
Oh.
And now he's getting a divorce.
I mean, I'm thankful for Raquel for the plot line. Thank you for bringing VPR back into my life and like making it a show that I'm enjoying. I'm on it as a person. I'm sad for her because this is like very obviously like self-destructive behavior.
Yeah.
And she has no idea who she is, what she wants.
It makes me sad for Katie. I mean, it's the whole situation, but also like the fact that people can't like pick up on any sort of nuance or just have any sort of like real understanding without her having to cry about this end of the marriage. Totally. Like, I feel bad. Like, she shouldn't have to cry and break down and have, you know, anxiety attacks or whatever over the demise of a 12-15 year relationship.
Yeah.
That was like a real partnership. This isn't, no offense, this isn't a Sheena Shea and Michael Shea situation. This is like,
they were love. Like, they were
partners. Like, and they, he fucked up and he cheated on her. And I don't think they should have gotten married, but they did. Yeah. And it's like, when I hear him call her bub still.
Oh, it hurts me.
It hurts. Cause I'm like, God damn it. Like, stop. Like, stop doing that. And you know what it kind of reminds me of?
What?
It kind of reminds me of Adam and Carol from Roni.
No.
Because Carol, and only in the sense, let me just explain it, okay?
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Hearing.
It reminds me of that because I remember watching that and Carol was sad about her breakup, but she didn't really want to talk about it. She didn't want anyone to hate Adam because they were still friendly. And he kept kind of like crossing the line a little bit and like, she was like, okay, like, I'm hurting. We're breaking up. You cannot call me, like, babe.
Right.
You can't, like, make sure I'm okay after the marathon. Like,
it's ripping the stab off the wound. Like, let me heal.
It's a lot. Yeah. You know? So I just
fought her. I was annoyed with Katie at one point this episode.
Oh, which part?
But I forgive her because, you know, I love women. Not in that way, but I am a girl's girl.
Yeah.
But, when her and Schwartz are talking at the table.
Oh, God. That was painful.
Bad. That was bad. When she was like, and I was like, this isn't like, the restaurant's not open. Like, he needs to schmooze. Like, they are in the fucking hole. And as we learn in that last scene with Lisa Vanderpump, like, things are sketch with, like,
with that fucking owner.
Yeah, something's weird with it. And
no, I called it from the premiere. I was like, I feel like it's so weird that their quote-unquote business partner is bad-mouthing them.
I think I was just under the assumption, this is not based in reality, which most of my thoughts aren't. Yeah. I was under the assumption that he was also partners with Lisa Vanderpump. And so that's how they interacted.
Right.
And Vanderpump, she has her problems, but she's an incredible businesswoman.
Yeah.
And so I always just like figured that they were okay. But now knowing that like he's just the person Vanderpump knows and Lisa would have been like, this is a bad deal. I'm like worried.
That? But also when they were breaking down the actual partnership, I was like, oh, so he's just your landlord.
And he's, you are, they're
like, they pay him to rent out the space. So that makes him a landlord. And every dime that has gone into this restaurant is not his. It's theirs.
He's not even an investor.
So she's like, you have to open the doors. Like, you need to make money. Like, no wonder this guy is in no fucking rush.
I'm hoping that Lisa V swoops in and comes in as an investing partner, maybe buys that man out of that lease. I don't know, but I hope something good happens because what I was saying was Schwartz was like, you can't do that to people because these are like guests, family and friends night. Like, he has to like do his job. And then it was almost like one of the few moments we really see Schwartz stand up to Katie in the present moment. Like, he'll come back and be like, hey, I disagree with this, this, and that. But like, usually he like kind of rolls over for her.
He stood his ground.
He was like, I think you should leave. And I was like, slay, daddy, slay.
Yeah, I agree. I think he was right. And in that moment, I hope they both sat back and really realized like, oh, this is why we're getting divorced.
But it broke my heart in the beginning of that conversation. He was like, you're my only family in LA.
And she was like, yeah, and you treated me like shit.
And now I'm going to treat your customers like shit.
Yeah, it was tough, you know, but I'm loving this season.
I am loving it. We're back. We're back. We're good. I'm okay also with less Lala. Oh,
you know, I was, can I say?
Yeah.
In the middle of this episode, I heard the Beverly Hills music. I was so confused.
Oh,
I was like, oh, did I change the channel? Like, I was so confused. And then all of a sudden it was her watching it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I think I'm like kind of done with Law.
I am not, because I want to know everything about Randall.
I don't think we're going to know as much as we want to know because of custody cases and
laws, lawyers.
I wish we could, like, she could like really let it out. Like, hey, by the way, he was molesting like 18-year-old actresses.
Yeah,
like, okay. I do believe he did some of that, but
allegedly,
do not sue me, I don't have any money. But yeah, I'm loving Vanderpump Rules.
Let's talk Real Housewives of Miami finale.
I'm so sad. I'm like distraught over this.
I'm very sad. I also I felt it was very lackluster.
Yeah, I mean, but like,
it was kind of just tying up the girls, which is like what finales used to do
and what it should be. I think this was a perfect season of Housewives.
Impeccable from top to bottom.
One of the best. I mean, we had divorce drama, we had physical ailments, we had we had like family issues. I mean, it was a perfect season. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, Dr. Nicole, I am willing and ready to come be anything you need me to be.
Okay.
I love her so much.
I know.
She's so stunning.
I can't take my eyes off of her.
She's so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And I will say, jumping around again, the conversation with her dad and her friend therapist, it was so sweet. And it was...
I loved that.
We haven't seen him that way, aka sober.
And AKA vulnerable.
It was a very different man. And like, mm-hmm. When she got hit by a fucking car at the pumpkin patch.
Well, let me be clear. I thought this was so funny because he was like, she was in between the car and then it went, doop, and then her therapist like looked at her and she goes, I got hit by the car. I'm like, that is such like a dad, like,
I know, like
thing to say, like, oh, like she just got like, you know, it was like, doop. And yeah. She's like, no, I literally got hit. Like, I got run over.
But what he said about being like, I pulled away because I felt like that was the most responsible. Like, I couldn't be what she needed.
I teared up.
He had this moment of clarity being like, I've always viewed my, like what she said, she was like, it's a very different way to view your own life. And like, I'm happy that also felt like a tying up. Like,
yeah, a resolution. Because then at the end, she was like, wow, you look really good. And he was coming over and he was sober. And yeah. She was like, I love that. Because I think, too, like, it was nice that he was able to speak his side
mm-hmm.
of, like you just said, you know, I pulled away because I didn't want to hurt you again.
Right.
But I didn't mean to hurt you by pulling away.
Right. And
it's that old school mentality, like how... That's like how men acted.
Parenting just really has to be like one of the hardest things.
Hardest, because you've got your own shit.
You've got your person yourself, and like mm-hmm. every decision you make regarding those kids, and it can be like a tiny thing, it can be a huge thing, affects them so deeply. Mm-hmm. Like I think about shit my parents did that like I know for a fact they've never thought about again. But I was like,
no. That and they didn't do it with bad intention.
No, not at all. Like my mom would like go to dinner and I'd be like, I feel abandoned.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm lost. I'm alone.
Yeah. You know, there are definitely times in my life where things have happened with my parents and you know I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Looking but I do think through, like that's yeah. when like grace steps in and you kind of have to give people a little bit of grace. And I feel like with my life, not to get like deep, but
I love a deep moment.
I feel like with my life it was a double-edged sword for me because my parents always raised me to be really self-aware and I never looked at them like, oh, they're just my parents.
Yeah.
I always knew that they were Mary and Steve and they had their own set of shit. They had their own problems and they did the best that they could. And I knew this like my entire life. And on one hand, I feel like that's really great.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I feel sad for like little me because it's like, I wish I was able to be a little ignorant to that for a little bit longer.
I had the opposite situation. So if it makes like the grass isn't greener, like my parents were like mom and dad, like they were mom and dad and like everything was like, I was the star of the show. I mean, like I always am, but like,
shining star.
I was like, everything revolves around me, yada, yada, yada. And then as I got older, I looked at it through a lens of like, these were just like two kind of broken people that were doing their best and like trying to pull it together the way they could. And like, lots of forgiveness, lots of grace. So if you would have fucked childhood in any kind of capacity, which I feel like everybody did, like
in some way.
Very few people have like this perfect childhood.
No one comes out unscathed.
Therapy. Mm-hmm. I recommend it with my whole patissy.
And to find a good one that works for you. And you're not gonna find the perfect one right away. And if you do, like you're very lucky.
Yeah.
I felt really happy for her. I feel like there was a real sense of like understanding between
the two. It was a real moment. It was a very real breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
And then we had Gertie's party, which
I'm obsessed with Gertie.
I want to work for Gertie so bad.
Oh my God. The thing that's really fucking crazy, and I don't think people understand this, and I only really know this because I work with brides.
Yeah.
Is Gertie's a really big fucking deal in the wedding space. Like she is the number one in wedding planner in the world named by Vogue.
That's crazy.
She really does. She talks the talk and walks the walk.
You can see her mind work in like, I've talked about it a million times.
She's chaotic.
I work in corporate events, which is a very different space than weddings and those types of parties. But you have to like, there's still like creative elements to it. And like seeing her and like how she takes nothing and turns it into not only something beautiful, but something like experiential is just
incredible. Magical.
She, like that light.
Extraterrestrial.
The light fixtures moving, the name, the neon names, the tablescape.
Obsessed.
Like, every single detail. And I was like, you fucking rocked
it. Alexia should have been so lucky.
Yeah.
Have that woman plan her wedding.
What I mean, like that whole situation, I was like,
oh, you said the wedding,
yeah.
Oh, I think you meant her. I was like, oh, okay,
no.
I didn't love seeing Peter living with his dad, that feels like they're gonna get up to stuff over there.
Can we talk about like the moving to Puerto Rico?
Yeah, something's not right.
Yeah, something's like, but like Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, so if you're running,
no, I know, but like. It just seems.
Also, Peter used to be very hot.
Oh my God. And he's
He's falling apart in the way that I love to see where evil men just shrivel into ugly. And that's happening to him.
He's shriveling into ugly.
He's shriveling into ugly. And he is not well.
No.
And I read.
And I don't think that that's Alexia's fault, to be completely honest.
No,
I think he's got some things in his genetics with his dad that like someone's just going to jump out of you.
I think Alexia did the best that she thought she could. And like her parenting style might not be everybody's cup of tea, but like in her culture, in her mind.
Well, I also feel like with the Frankie stuff.
Yeah.
She couldn't really focus on Peter anymore.
And she probably knew that, and Peter knew it, and so she overcompensated and enabled the living fuck out of him to be this like little Puerto Rican demon.
Yeah, because she probably felt guilty. Like, oh, I can't spend this time with you. I don't have this attention span or energy.
Totally.
So just do you. And he ran amok.
Whenever they cut to them, those beautiful angels asking Frankie if he's ever taking an Uber or Lyft, and he says, I'm scared, I cry. I cry. I'll start crying right now.
Crying right now, too.
It's things you do not, like, understand. Like, as someone... No.
And he's so sweet. And he loves his mom so much.
I worry for their codependent relationship.
And I think she is too.
Well,
now, and like that conversation last season with Todd, I mean, it was a really tough conversation. Yeah. But it needed to be had.
Yeah. And I mean, her even saying, like, I'm not going to be around forever is her acknowledging that, like, this is not, like, I don't know. That is such a hard situation.
Mm-hmm. I'm like codependent with my mom. Like, I can't imagine like their relationship.
Exactly. And like, we can take Ubers. I don't like to, but
I'm scared too sometimes.
I fucking hate Uber. I hate it.
It's scary. It's like, if you really sit back and think about what you're doing, it's so fucking scary.
If you look into the data of how many incidents happen to women in Ubers, it's not a fun situation. And horrible. I have to take Ubers all the time for work, and every single time I hate it.
I think it's horrible.
It's awful. But then you
get... I mean, I get it. Like, it helps people, blah, blah, blah. But
whatever. I don't want to get molested. Hello.
I don't want to get kidnapped.
Hot take. But yeah. Alexia, whatever. And then Marisol... I'm trying to think what happened with her.
Nothing really happened with her. I feel like this episode, like... Nothing really happened.
Yeah. Nothing really happened, but it felt good.
Mm-hmm. I felt like a tying of the bows.
Oh, you know what we can talk about?
What?
That fucking ending scene with Lisa and Lenny. And the Halloween party. First of all, they co-hosted the Halloween party? Where were the cameras? Where were the fucking cameras?
I need them to start filming right now.
But I need to know every detail of what that co-hosting meant.
I know. I feel like he was like, if you're going to still be in this fucking house, I'm having this party and you're going to be a part of it if you're going to be here. And she was like, okay.
Was it the year in her purple costume?
I don't know. But who gives a fuck if she's talking to hot guys? Also, his girlfriend replied to an Instagram comment of someone being like, what is the relationship with Lenny's mom and the girlfriend now?
Yeah.
And she replied, she says, we get along great. We love each other.
Oof. Mm-hmm. I did not like that scene last week with her.
And the mom?
Yeah.
I
get it. I understand why it happened. I understand why she said what she said. But I didn't like it.
Who, the mom?
Yeah.
What part are you what do you mean?
I'm talking about when the mom blames Lisa for the affairs because she
That's fucked.
Yeah, but like her mom needs her mom got a Zelle from Lenny, got a Venmo, got a Cash App from Lenny, and was like, oh, I'm back on board with my son. Like I
get it. It's also at the end of the day, it is her son.
I get it. I understand, but like
I'm excited for the reunion
because Lisa was like. His mom taking Lisa's side was like Lisa's like biggest bragging thing. She was like, even his mom says this. Even his mom, even his mom, yada, yada, yada. And then it flipped seemingly overnight.
Overnight. I feel like there's so much that we don't know.
I know.
I feel like there's a lot that we don't know. And I want to know all of it.
I want to know every fucking detail.
Yeah.
So I really can't think of anything else. Audrey,
Julia.
Oh my God.
Get out of here. Get the fuck out. I don't want Julia on the show anymore.
And then
I want Kiki to take her place.
Being them like horned up at dinner, I was like, can y'all fucking relax? Oh God.
I love Martina, a queen, icon, legend.
Yeah. Do we have an update on her health?
I feel like I haven't heard anything, but I believe it was stage one.
Oh, that no news is good news.
What was that? So I don't know. I'm excited for the reunion. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, we're wrapping it up. Wow. Okay.
I mean, did you have any final thoughts?
Well, I mean, I could have, but
no, go for it.
No, you're sick of me. I was just going to talk about Adriana and that fucking weird producer.
Oh, he's like really famous.
Oops, my bad. Is he Gloria Estefan's brother?
I think husband.
Whoops. I really need to Google things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know either. I shoot first, ask questions later.
And them loving Adriana's song so much really blows my mind because the song's Fuego? Not that good.
No, but they love it. They support her. All of these women at the end of the day support one another.
Oh my God. But I yes, I'm also jazzed up about the finale or the reunion. I hope it's 2 to 3 parts.
When Andy was like, do you recognize where we are? And Nicole goes, yeah, Larissa, do you recognize where we are?
Mwah. Iconic.
I was like, you are so funny.
I need you to hop on the Dr. Nicole being an amazing
Like, you're I not... like her, but I don't.
Sam, I know you really well. And if you're not like in your face, like, I love this woman, you hate her.
Yeah, there's nothing I feel in between about.
Yeah, no, you are hot or cold. And I can tell you are cold on Dr. Nicole. And I don't know why. Like,
there's something I just can't get on board with.
I hate that because you're also a witch. So you're going to like manifest some dark shit. And I'm going to blame you when she does something I don't like.
I like her. I'm concerned about her fiance.
Well, I'm not. And I'm happy to do anything she wants. Like I said, okay. I'll be her assistant. I'll be her secretary. I'll be her mommy.
Well, Gracie, this was amazing.
This was fun.
Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. I really needed to talk to somebody today.
I know you started out a little glum and or glum.
Listen, it's been a day. It's really been a day.
I believe you. I'm making Top Chef tonight. Roll the ad.
What are you making?
Top Chef. Or no, Home Chef. Sorry. Roll the ad.
No, I honestly really like that. It
makes it easy.
Okay, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh my God. Come join Gracie Nash. It is a small but mighty community where we talk about anything I want to. Sometimes I put up little question boxes and then I never answer any of them. It's really fun game I play. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about TLC stuff.
What's your handle?
Oh, shit. Gracie Bullet, GRACIEBULLEIT. EI.
Very important for me because I never know.
Never.
I'm really bad at I before E except after C. I'm really bad at
Gracie Bullet.
Yeah. That's actually
okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. Big kiss.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And I hope everybody has an amazing, safe, beautiful, wonderful weekend. And love you. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.